Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to first thank those joining us here on the radio side of our program, those tuning in through 92.3 FM. We also welcome our listeners joining us around the world through blogtalkradio.com and our good friends on the East Coast through dcnowradio.com. We're glad you all could be with us this afternoon. Our next guest is really part of the voice that's being heard around the world. Deanna Ransom is one of those individuals that has been not only blessed with a great gift, but she is so willingly sharing that gift with the world through song. She's making her first appearance here on the program to talk to us not only about her love of music, the ministry she's been able to have through it, and also what she hopes you take away from her single, I Am Healed. Deanna, good afternoon, and welcome to the program.
Hello, Cyrus, and everyone. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, look, this is exciting. You know, one of the great things about being a host and, you know, being able to executive produce this show is I kind of get to, you know, have a say in who's on the program. And I was excited to reach out to you and more than excited when you reached back, you know, say that you would come on. So I really appreciate that. Deanna, you really have a voice that is truly anointed. That's the only way I can really think to say it. What has it been like for you to be able to share this gift with the world and to see the response to it?
You know, it has been a blessing, and I'll tell you, just to be able to be used in that manner and connect with so many wonderful people and to be able to share what God has given me through music, it's a blessing, it's a pleasure, it is, you know, all of the things that you hope it will be, not without struggle, not without fight, but it's so worth it all in the end, Cyrus.
Right, right. You know, one of the things people will see when they go on your website and even look you up online is that powerful performance on the Bobby Jones Gospel Show. Was that surreal for you, too? I mean, to be a part of this program that has become such a staple, I think, for a lot of people on Sunday mornings, but to be able to share your testimony knowing that the world will be able to listen and benefit from it.
Listen, that was such an experience. I mean, just, you know, imagine being in the presence of the ambassador himself, Dr. Bobby Jones, mm-hmm. but then to be able to share the stage with such tremendously anointed and talented artists, you know, like Jay Moss and Richard Smallwood. It was definitely a somewhat surreal experience, but a blessing to be able to have that type of a platform open to share the song and the ministry and music that God has given me and to see how it impacted the people, right? I mean,
right.
That is the biggest blessing of all.
Yeah. You know, there's something, as I mentioned, about your voice. I, you know, like others, of course, have gotten your music through Amazon.com, and there are certain songs that I find myself putting on repeat a lot. One of them is I Am Healed, which we're going to actually be hearing here. But another one of the singles from Never Say Never Again that really struck me is What a Friend. And one thing that you have seemed to get, Deanna, in your life and that people are recognizing as well is that people will come and go, but God is there for us forever. When did that first become real for you? Because we all hear it, but when did it become real for you that God was truly there for you?
You know, I as a woman in this earth, we face some things, and for him to be my friend when I had friends who I thought were, you know, ride or die friends, right? And I found
right.
out people will walk away, they'll leave you. You know, if you go through something long enough, people may start out with you but may not understand long-term struggles.
Right.
And it had to become real. I had to know that he was a savior, but not just a savior and a redeemer, but he was a friend that sticks closer than a brother. And that became real in my life as I began to walk and navigate through, you know, both good and bad. And
yeah.
So that's where that song is birthed from, Cyrus, just the knowing because I have the blessed assurance of seeing him move in my life.
And you know what? And now people are able to experience that and learn what that's like for themselves. For those that are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. We're so excited to have the songstress with us, Deanna Ransom, on the program, talking with us about not only the journey that she's been able to go through thanks to the gift of her voice, but also, of course, how she's been able to share it with the world. Has it become something that you've at least gotten used to, Deanna, that literally, and I'm not exaggerating, people around the world know who you are?
You know, do you really ever get used to that? I'll tell you what. I think that it's just a blessing. I love it because I'm a people person, right?
Yeah.
So I love any opportunity to say, hey, how you doing, and to talk with people and, you know, hear their stories. It's not just sharing my story, but also being able to hear the real stories of the people that the Lord is allowing me to touch. Wow. You don't get used to that, and I certainly don't take it for granted, but, you know, I enjoy it, and I plan to just allow the Lord to use me in that capacity for as long as he will.
And one of the ways that has really become, you know, a great thing, I think, for people so, you know, so quickly, Deanna, is that they no longer, I mean, going to concerts are great, being able to connect with fans that way, but now you have the world that is the internet, that it connects you with literally tens of thousands of your fans each and every day. Talk to us about that, being able to put something out in the universe to inspire people, and then to get that instant feedback, what that's been like for you.
You know, I'm going to tell you, I pray that I inspire them, but can I just say this for everyone listening that is my follower on Twitter? Y'all bless me. And on Facebook. I mean, it is such a blessing to be able to put something out and get the, yeah, I was thinking that, or, you know, have people send me, you know, hey, girl, think about you, love you, support you, girl, the music, that kind of thing. Just, oh, my goodness, it is the lifeblood. You know, to be able to keep going, right? Because this thing gets hard sometimes. So it's a blessing, but it's also just a tremendous vehicle of communication. I love y'all. Please don't stop tweeting and FBing me.
Yeah, exactly. You know, you actually shared some news right before I went on. I was actually on with our last half hour with our guest, our author part of the program. And there was some news that you shared on your page about, of course, you know, the project, the album that I've been speaking about here, Never Say Never Again, something about it being able to inspire something else that's coming. Talk to us about that and what it's been like for you to see how that message is spreading even to the stage.
Yeah, you know, the thing with Never Say Never is it is really opening doors, and, you know, in a couple of weeks I'll be out in Cleveland, and it's just opening up so many opportunities. There's Huntsville coming up, Detroit, you know, he's just really making ways out of no way. And so this project is touching hearts and minds. It's certainly what I intended, but so much more, Cyrus.
Yeah, so much more. Now, this single that we're going to be letting you introduce here in a moment, Deanna, is I Am Healed. And I mentioned earlier, it's a powerful message that's in that song. Talk to us about that single and what it means to you.
Wow. Now, anybody that knows me knows I'm a word person, but, you know, sometimes things come at us so fast and furious that we have to already have a word inside of us that can spring forth when things hit us. And, you know, after going through the loss of, you know, almost my own life and loss of a child and loss of my husband, I mean, it was back to back to back to back to back, you know. And this was over just a few short months that all of these things happened, you know, and I really felt like I couldn't go on. But, you know, the Lord said, listen, you're healed. And I said, but God, I'm sitting here telling you I'm broken. He said, you know, woman of God, you're not speaking right. You need to speak by faith and line up with my word. And I really was coming from a place of spiritual, mental, emotional healing. But healing can take on so many forms. There's physical healing. There's spiritual healing. And so this song was written, I wrote that song from a place of brokenness where the Lord said, speak a word of faith, declare a thing, and it shall be established. And so that's where this song comes from.
I'll tell you, and you know what, you deliver that. you really deliver that message. And I think the strength of the words, and then couple that with the strength of the, you know, of being able to bring those words to life through singing, I think really says a whole lot. Well, for those who have not heard the single from the project, Never Say Never Again, you're in for a treat. Deanna, do us the honors and introduce the single for us.
Okay, for all of the listeners today, you are listening to I Am Healed from Never Say Never Again.
Sing here on the edge of a life change. How I've made it this far may seem strange. The pain I endured had engulfed me, but the Spirit of the Lord came and rescued me. I once walked around with my head on my
healed here on Conversations Live, 92.3 FM for our radio listeners, but online around the world through blogtalkradio.com and our good friends on the East Coast through dcnowradio.com. We actually are joined by Ms. Ransom this afternoon. She's been talking with us not only about the success and the way that her gifts have really opened up doors for her, but also what it's been like for her to hear from all of you. So let's talk a little bit more about Never Say Never Again, Deanna, because one of the things that people like yourself are able to do is inspire people and to let them know that, hey, you know what, if I have gone through this, you can go through it too, and the same God that helped me can help you. Talk to us about that message and what you hope it does through this album to be able to let people know that, you know, with God, nothing is impossible.
You know, Absolutely. And, you know, just from my experience and even right now in this moment, Cyrus, I have friends who have been calling me. I have a very dear friend and her husband was just pronounced terminally ill. I have another girlfriend who is sitting bedside with her husband going through chemo. Another good friend who has lost their eyesight after going through chemo. Listen, life brings some things, and that's
right.
just real. It comes at the just and the unjust. But with God, all things are possible. He can do what no other power can do. That's not just a cliche, and it's something that has had to be made very real in my life. And so it's something that I can draw from and something that I hope I'm able to share with others, and that even as people come to me and they're sharing these different stories, you understand that they're not just stories, but that they're real, that God is a healer, that your time is not up until God says so, that, you know, there are jobs in a bad recession, that there
right.
is vision because he's Jehovah Jireh, that he's El Shaddai, that he'll fight for you, that some battles you don't have to necessarily give them a piece of your mind. You get to keep that.
right.
And let God fight for you. And so when we step back and recognize that he, as Jehovah Rapha, will heal all of the diseases. He said that, I am the Lord thy God that healeth all of thy diseases. When we really accept that and stand in faith and trust him, he can do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think.
There you go. Amen. There it is. There it is. And that is, and you know what, and that is coming from someone who knows it for themselves. And that is the difference, I think, Deanna. People know that you know what you're talking about, and you are living proof of it. And so that is why they can be encouraged that, you know what, you know, I can also benefit from that as well. You know, I think, Deanna, one of the great things about individuals like yourself that are able to bring words to life, because if someone just read the words of that song, it would not mean the same thing as someone with your anointing being able to bring it to life. That album, Never Say Never Again, I think, you know, is so powerful in itself. And I appreciate you taking out the time. I mean, because you didn't have to do it. I appreciate your taking out the time to be with us this evening. How can our listeners stay in contact with you, and how can they get their copy of Never Say Never Again?
Absolutely. Listen, y'all got to stay in contact now. You can reach me on Twitter at Deanna, D-E-A-N-N-A, Ransom, R-A-N as in Nancy, S-O-M as in Mary. That's at Deanna Ransom. And on Facebook, it's the same thing, facebook.com, Deanna Ransom, and the number one. And then you can always check me out on the website and catch all the videos and press clips and things like that. And that's my name, too. It's www.deannaransom.com.
All right. Well, Deanna, again, congratulations to you, and thank you so much for giving us this time with you. It really has been an honor and a pleasure, and we look forward to staying in contact with you as well.
Oh, absolutely, and thank you so much for having me. It's been fun, and God bless everybody that's listening.
Well, we pray that he continues to bless you as well, Deanna. Thank you so much again. Deanna Ransom, everyone. Make sure you do check her out on her website at deannaransom.com. Also, as she mentioned, she's all over the social networking sites. At Deanna Ransom is where you can find her on Twitter. And then make sure you check her out at Deanna Ransom 1 on Facebook. Now, we've made it easy for you guys. For those who follow us on Facebook and Twitter, don't worry. We've posted the link there, and we've tagged both her Twitter handle and her Facebook fan page. So just head over to our page at facebook.com/CyrusWeb or twitter.com/CyrusWeb, and you'll find it there, as well as the replay for any of you guys who came in late and missed part of the conversation. You can click on that same link, and it'll take you to the replay of the conversation. You know, I love speaking with people that not only have been blessed but are willing to pass that information and blessing along. And I think what Deanna shared here, as I saw you guys posting on Facebook especially, is that that's what she's done. I mean, when you hear from someone who knows personally what God can do and what he has done in their lives, you definitely can believe he can do it for you as well. And that's what Deanna is showing through her testimony. The album is called Never Say Never Again. Make sure you guys do check it out. You can get it on Amazon.com through our partner here on the program, but also through iTunes as well. You can get the singles or get the whole album. Go ahead and get the whole album, because the whole thing will be a blessing to you as well as those that you know as well. That's going to do it for us for this part of our program. I'll be back with you guys for the primetime edition at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. for our friends on the West Coast for the full hour that evening. Until then, I'm Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music and also a great book. Thank you for choosing Conversations Live. Have a great one.
Sitting here on the edge of a life change, how I've made it this far may seem strange. The pain I endured had engulfed me, but the Spirit of the Lord came and rescued me. I once walked around with my head hung low, but His grace and His mercy wouldn't let me go. With any mistake, what shall I do? Now I smile, I know the answer. Put my trust in You. I am healed. Oh,
healed from my past.
Yes, Lord, I am healed.
Healed.
My struggles cannot last. I declare now the victory.
Yes, I am now free.
My once broken heart is now restored. My tears of great sorrow, they are no more. Dreams which were shattered are now restored.